Remember what they say, if you shake it more than twice, you're playing with it.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Good morning, Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your great leader. Great? Meh. How about mediocre leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew? How y'all doing? I know it's a little late. It's actually Tuesday night. What's it? Almost 8 o'clock. I'm finally getting around to doing this. Is that being a slacker?
I hope not.
I've got Pooh Bear in my lap. This could be a little difficult. I'm having to sit back from the mic because of him. How's it sounding? All right? I know Pooh gets lonely sitting down here in the studio.
Basement.
But this is his home because he doesn't get along well with others. And now I'm saying him and everybody knows it's her. I've done it again. I confuse my sexes. Unlike Chick-fil-A. Dough! Well, let's start out the show with just a little bit of good news because we've all... know all the bad news here about the Aurora movie theater shooting. Here it is. Batman swooped in for a visit. Yep, that's right. Christian Bale came into Aurora to visit the victims of the Colorado shooting. Today, Bale made good on the visitation. He came through and talked to all the recovering victims there at the Medical Center Aurora. Bale's visit was unassuming. He entered in an ambulance, and a spokesperson for Warner Brothers, the studio behind Dark Knight Rises, asserted that the star was visiting on his own and representing himself, not the studio. Now, this is how a real superhero does it. Guy came on his own. Whatever movie he makes after this, I am going to. That's just the way it is. Dude, Christian Bale, you rock! Saw some pictures of him with all the nurses and the patients And it was great. He had smiles on everybody's faces. That's the way it is. Batman really is a superhero. Way to go, Batman. Now, in a bit of sad news, we've lost the Jeffersons actor, Sherman Hemsley. Remember him? George Jefferson? We're moving on up to the east side. Yeah, that one. He died today at his home in El Paso, Texas, according to TMZ. Jefferson was 74, and the cause of death is unknown. Hemsley first gained notoriety for his role as George Jefferson on All in the Family, which led in 1975 to a spinoff series centered around his character. Hemsley, who served 4 years in the Air Force prior to his acting career, got his break as Gitlo in the Broadway production of Pearlie, which led to his casting in All the Family. Hemsley was unmarried and he has no children. I loved that guy. George Jefferson, he had the best walk, and he always complained about zebras. Zebras. He hated his neighbor. The white guy that was married to the hot black girl called them zebras. Never heard that before till him. Is that still even used at all? It's probably derogatory. Show like the Jeffersons probably couldn't get on the air today because it's not politically correct. But damn, was it funny. What was his housekeeper's name that was always ragging him? Making little short jokes about him. And Wheezy? That was his wife. Wheezy? But you're going to be missed, George. You moved on up to the big house in the sky. As a matter of fact, I think you and Archie Bunker are neighbors now, aren't you? Ooh, I don't know if Archie's dead or not. I hate when I do stuff like that. Somebody Google. Google, bitches! Yeah, as a kid, I loved watching those shows. That was one of those ones you could sit down with your family and watch. I remember my dad just laughing his ass off at George Jefferson. The way he walked, he strut. He had that little, I'm a little strut, dude. I'm going to strut over here, and I'm going to complain about stuff. I might have to take on a little George Jefferson attitude while I do the rest of this podcast. That's right, Wheezy. I'm going to talk. No, I won't. That could get very, very annoying. Well, ladies, here's a little something for you. Now, have you ever been annoyed after you've just had some passionate love making with your man, and he immediately rolls over, falls asleep, and snores like a freaking chainsaw? Well, here's some news from the world of science that could settle some old disputes in the battleground of the marital boudoir. You know, through history, unsatisfied wives and girlfriends have wondered why the otherwise perfect male partner would just roll over and fall straight to sleep after sex instead of engaging in endless, dumb, useless chit-chat. Well, a team of researchers from France believe they have the answer. It seems that men just can't help it. The brain scan showed that after an orgasm, the thinking area of the men's brain, yes, we have that, ladies, there is a thinking area of the men's brain, it actually shuts down. Other parts then send a message out that the job is done to let the body know that its interest in sex is no longer required. Then, just in case even further explanations needed here, the brain is hit with a surge of oxytocin and serotonin, nature's own shut-up-and-go-to-sleep chemicals, rendering dudes all but powerless against the urge to crash. So it isn't that you're just boring and we don't want to talk to you. It's that our body said, you came, go to sleep, roll over and give her the hint to shut the fuck up. And now this is where she grabs the remote, turns on the TV, and annoys you until she falls asleep. It's love. That's what it is. It's just love. Okay, but now here's my question. Why don't women fall asleep? Because I know sometimes they're not faking. I mean, for me, yeah, most of the time. But don't they fall asleep? What happens to them that they just turn into chatty fucking Kathy? Why don't we do this tomorrow? I was thinking about maybe we could plant some new plants. I could maybe go down to the store. We could pick out maybe some new, I'd love to get a new couch or maybe, say, a new throw rug. That would be nice. Have you thought about a throw rug? What color throw rug would you like? You know what I'd like to do? No, here's what I like to do. Throw your ass outside. I like to roll you up in a rug and throw you outside because I'm trying to sleep. Because you know why? I came. Shut up. You know the science says I come, I go to sleep. I read you the article. You don't have to be like that. You know, I was just trying to make a little small talk. You know, if you don't want to hold me, you know, I don't know why I bother. I try to, this hurt, you hurt my feelings. Oh, Christ. Come here. I'll talk to you about shit I don't give a damn about.
I know. I love you. Hold me. What do you want to talk about?
I'd like to talk about going to sleep. Tapa, just move over. Just go over. Go, leave. Move over. Get on your side of the bed.
All right, thanks. I'll see you tomorrow.
I hope you really do stop breathing. I swear to God I do.
Oh, but come on now. That would be horrible. That's one of the creepiest things that I could think could ever happen, is that you wake up with a dead person in the bed next to you. Can you think of anything creepier? Come on, think about it. You laid there all night. You might even had your arm around a dead person. That's just creepy as shit. Do you wake up? I mean, if anybody ever done this, I don't mean to touch any bad subjects here. Somebody might have done this. But what a horrible feeling. Do you just go, hey, wake up. Hey, elbow. Or do you get up, clean up, kind of, hey, what's it? Hey, get up. Just yell at. Maybe they just yelled at him. That'd be even worse. Get up, I said get up. Don't make me come up. I'm gonna come. Didn't they come up there and yell at you? How long are you gonna stay in bed? Christ, you've been in bed all afternoon. I just gotta.
There goes my trip to the mall today. I'm gonna have to deal with this shit instead of going and getting new shoes.
Because shoes are probably more important. I don't know what the deal is with you ladies and shoes. How many pairs of shoes do you actually need? Huh? How many do you have? I had a lady the other day tell me she had 80 pair of shoes. 80. 80. I don't think men have 8. I think we got 4 at most. What do you have, like a pair of dress shoes, pair of cowboy boots, tennis shoes, sandals? That's pretty much it for guys right there. You ladies got shoes that match every outfit. You got different, and if different shades of black. Ooh, yeah, because you got to have different black shoes for different outfits. We're walking through the mall the other day, and Miss Thing walks past one of the shoe stores, like Steve Madden or something. She's like, ooh, look at those black shoes. I go, you have black shoes. I don't have those black shoes. Those have bows on them. Mine don't have bows. Oh, excuse me for not noticing the detail. You are right. Those would be absolutely perfect. You should go in there and waste some money. Hey, Pooh Bear, Podcat, what's going on? You're getting up here on the table. The cat is here. Hello, Pooh Bear. Hello. Can you hear you? What? Oh, yeah. Meow. Meow. Okay. I would love to let you stay up here, Pooh Bear, but you get up on the computer and you touch all the buttons and you make things smaller and you lower the volume. And earlier, you erased a big chunk of stuff, so I had to put you on the ground. So now you jumped up here on the table again. I'm not really sure what Podcat is trying to say there, but I think it's pet me. Isn't that what most cats say? Pet me? And you can pet me until I get tired, and then I will bite you. That's what Pooh Bear Podcat likes to do. Just play, all of a sudden, bite! What the fuck? Get down! All right, that's it, right there. Hold on. Pause while I put the cat down. Hold on. I went to Petco earlier to get some dog vitamins for Moon Pie and Butterfly. Yeah, those are my manly-ass dogs. Moon Pie is an American Eskimo. Butterfly is a toy poodle. Don't say shit about it. Good dogs. But I started looking at, they had cats for adoption there. I was thinking, maybe I should get another cat for Pooh Bear Podcat. And then Pooh Bear Podcat would have somebody to play with and might just leave me the fuck alone. That would be great. Do two cats get along like that? Would that be a good idea to put another cat with this cat and then they have somebody to play with and this one just wouldn't annoy the shit out of me every time? Not that I don't love Podcat. I'm holding them right now. I picked them back up. Just had to get them off the keyboard. I just don't know about cats. I've never really been a cat person. I'm a dog person. I know that Pooh Bear is nice. I know he can be nice. I know he is more annoying than a Britney Spears song. Okay, not as annoying as a Britney Spears song, but much more annoying than a Justin Bieber song. Justin Bieber's new song is his boyfriend. Is he singing about his boyfriend? Because if he is, he's not going to be able to get a good sandwich at Chick-fil-A. They won't allow it. Yeah, they'll make him go over to Dairy Queen. Now, speaking of Dairy Queen, I got a brochure in the mail the other day from Dairy Queen about Brazier Foods. I love Dairy Queen. You know, how long has it been since you stopped by Dairy Queen and had a dilly bar or one of those big chocolate-dipped bananas that look like a big old, yeah, you know what I was going to say? It looked like, when you're a kid and you're eating a big old chocolate banana, you know people were laughing at you. They're like, he's got a big old black cock in his mouth. Yeah, that's probably what they were saying. And you know, you thought it too as a teenager. You giggle your ass off. You get one of those big bananas. Look, I got a big old black cock on a stick. I'm going to eat it. You know you thought that. I actually chased an old girlfriend with one. I had it just running at her. She's like, ah, oh, don't touch me with that. Don't, that's gross, that's gross. You know what she was thinking? It's, he's trying to touch me with a penis. That was later. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A little action in the Pinto. Yeah, that's right. I drove a Pinto. You gonna make fun of that, too? Because you can't hurt me, because I had a Pinto. I've heard everything, every joke in the world about a Pinto. You can't be cool in a Pinto. I've thought about getting one now. I think that'd be cool. Get a Pinto and restore it. Bring it back to like showroom quality. Chrome, everything, tuck and roll seats. You could pull that up to a car show and nobody'd be impressed. You could jack it up, put cool Indy tires on the back of it, paint flames down the side of it, and people that drive Chargers and restored Cougars, they would just laugh at you. That hurt your feelings. You've put all that money and effort into restoring a Pinto, making it a fine-looking hot rod, and then a man in a Cougar laughs at you. I'm telling you, that would hurt your feelings. Now, a friend and a listener of this podcast, somebody that I've known for years and went to church with, say shout out to Roger Alvarado. What up? Roger had one of the coolest Volkswagens I've ever seen in my life. He had this Superbug, and he really did jack it up. I think he had like those air shocks in the back where you lift it up, and I don't know how he did it. Roger, maybe you could tell us. I'll have to call you sometime. Maybe you can explain it. He had the big Indy tires on the back. On the back of a Volkswagen, those big, giant, massive, wide, flat tires. And little tires in the front. But that son of a bitch could haul. And with the stick shift, he would chirp those big-ass tires. I don't know how he did it. I don't think most people even now can drive a stick, do you? What's the amount of people that drive a stick? I think that turns off people when you go look for a car. You're like, oh, I really like the color of the interior. Oh, it's a stick. What's wrong with a stick? You know using a manual transmission gets you better gas mileage. Okay, I know you guys can hear this, and it's driving me apeshit. Can you hear the dogs upstairs? Oh, sure, now the little fuckers aren't going to bark. I know you've been hearing it all through the podcast, because I stopped to do a playback, and I hear, vroom, 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 vroom. Y'all are probably driving thinking, is there a dog? Is there a dog trapped under my hood? Look, there it is. I have no idea what's making them bark up there, because, you know, I'm down here in the studio basement, and I don't want to go up there and look, because then I got to take time out for making my podcast for you people. You know, if you got dogs, you know that they bark for no reason at all. Sometimes they bark. A leaf could fall past the window, and they're like, what the fuck was that? Somebody trying to break into the house? There's a burglar disguised as a leaf trying to get in the house. Yeah, see, there it is. They are fine watchdogs. And by watchdogs, I mean they would probably watch the damn burglar take stuff out of the house. I know that Moon Pie would just probably wag his tail and go, pet me, pet me, pet me, excuse me. I'm going to bite you if you don't take time to pet me. Not because you're stealing shit from my owner, but because you are ignoring me, and I do not appreciate that. They're probably just mad at me because I left them locked up in the washer room while I had to run to Target while I go. That's basically my own pantry. I run over to Target to get stuff that I think I need, like, right this second. And typically, I do need it right this second. I had to get some bird seed because my feeder in the back was empty. And my birds have been, like, doing great. I've been getting all kind of bright-colored birds. Birds that are bright-colored. That's all I know about them. I'm not a bird person. I saw that stupid movie by Steve Martin and Jack Black called, what was it? The Big Year. Yeah. How about bad movie? I couldn't figure that movie out at all. They running around looking at birds. If you want to see birds, Google, bitches. They got lots of birds on the internet, and all you're going to do is look at them. You didn't shoot them. You didn't pluck them. You didn't eat them. Google. Now, that would make for an interesting trip, though, to just go around the world and eat birds. That's what I would want to know. I don't care about what they look like. It'd be more interesting to go, well, you know, I ate a wild-beaked, transparent jaybird in Africa, and then I went down to New Guinea, and I had the purple-headed, dark-throated chick watcher, and because they all have stupid names like that. I don't know who gives them their names. The gargle-throated, red-tailed fly swallow. Yeah, I don't know who gives them their names. They're stupid like that. But I would rather know what they taste like. That would be an incredible tour. Eating birds of the world. If you haven't started a business, this could be a good one for you to start. I don't know what it would cost to fly around the world and eat birds. Tiny little birds, big birds. Anybody had an ostrich before? How do you cook an ostrich? I bet you'd have a lot of leftovers. What are we having for Thanksgiving? Daddy made an ostrich. I bet you'd have a lot of leftovers. I hate ostrich leftovers. Yeah, that'd be almost as bad as ordering the Flintstone ribs, because you couldn't eat all that. I don't even know why they got that. You could have gotten ribs off a smaller animal. That just was for that stupid visual on that cartoon. That's what that was. They wasted good meat just for a prop on that car, just make it fall over. It got on the dirt, got dirty, and couldn't eat it. It was hungry kids in China Rock that they couldn't serve them China Rock. That's stupid. They wasted brontosaurus ribs. You better eat those brontosaurus ribs. There's hungry kids in China Rock. I made myself giggle. But that's what you get to do when you do a podcast by yourself, and you don't have to have some whiny-ass bitch trying to stop you every time you start to tell a joke. Ah, yeah, you know what? It's kind of nice not having that. Yeah. How? Shut up. Now, speaking of meat, have you had the Perky Jerky yet? I keep talking about the Perky Jerky. I put a link to it on my Facebook page. People click like on it, but have you eaten it yet? You got to go get you some Perky Jerky. These guys have been great for us. They're sponsoring the podcast, so show some appreciation. They're helping me get this out to you. I'm bringing you a little humor to your cubicle or maybe your bathroom. I say that because I think it's hysterical that somebody, I know there's somebody sitting in their bathroom with a smartphone, taking a shit, listening to my podcast. That just cracks me up. So, I didn't mean to put these together, like, so don't tell Perky Jerky. You know, he was talking about Perky Jerky and shit in the same sentence. I'd be offended and I wouldn't sponsor him. No, see, that's why Perky Jerky does sponsor me, because they have got a great sense of humor and a great product. Look for them at PerkyJerky.com. What did I eat today that I really like? Oh, when I went to the pet store, which is right next to Home Depot, I stopped by Home Depot and picked up, the hot dog wagon. I got an elk jalapeno brat that was freaking amazing. Yeah. Did I say amazing? Yeah, I did. Amazing. I couldn't sound a little more retarded if I tried. Now, to change the subject here, go off on a whole different tangent. Today I posted on Twitter, which I am on a lot. You can find me on Twitter at Steve McGrew. It's at the at sign. If you do Twitter, you know this. I don't have to explain it to you. It's the at sign Steve McGrew. STEVEMCGREW. And I hope you will follow me. But today I posted, if Ben and Jerry don't name an ice cream after me, I have failed as an entertainer. Well, I just got a tweet from Vocal Lizzie. She said, how about Mudflap Slide or Steve McCashew? Pretty good names. I like those. Anybody else got some names for Ben and Jerry ice creams for me? Shout them out at me. Tweet them to me. Give me a holler. I'll put them up on the next podcast. Ben and Jerry names for Steve Mudflap McGrew. Think about it. We'll give them some names. We'll send it to them. Who knows? Jimmy Fallon's got some. Why is he more famous than me? Oh, yeah. He's got a damn TV show. I think I could make a good TV show. I'd make a hunting show or a fishing show. I could be on a sitcom. I think a good sitcom for me, because of the way I look, would be like a classic rocker. Guy that used to be at a southern rock band. Famous at one time. Now has to be home raising his kids because his trophy groupie wife has now run off with the drummer and Justin, not even a drummer, because that'd be a real musician, has run off with the DJ for Justin Bieber. See, that bring the old and the new together. Not that I'm old, fuck you. But what I'm saying is, that would be a good sitcom. Get on that. Is somebody out there listening, good writer, write me a sitcom. I'll help you with it. I can write jokes. I just need that network-approved writer. Yeah, you know how that bullshit is. I wrote a show before back in the 90s that I sold to Disney. It was called Trailer Trash. And it was about a trailer park. And they loved it. Disney bought it. And then they put me with a network-approved writer, which is a great writer. Used to write for Knott's Landing, Alan Moskowitz. Shout out to Alan if you're listening to this. But I never understood how that works. You like something, you buy it, but now we're going to have to change it. So, if you're out there, if you're a network-approved writer, or as they're called in the business, a showrunner, give me a holler. We'll write a sitcom. Hell, I'll kick around any idea you have. You got an idea for a sitcom? Let's kick it around. I might even cut my hair for a sitcom. Might. That's the big word. Might. My hair is very important to me. Matter of fact, as weird as it might sound, I'm actually going to get another hair transplant. I did it before. I got a bald spot filled in the top. I went to Dr. Tanya Pauls. Dr. Tanya Pauls Yes, at Bosley Hair Medical Restoration, and she did it. And I called them today, actually, about getting a hair transplant because I'm going thin in the front, and I do not want to go bald. I do not. I would rather sell my house and get a hair transplant. Is that shallow? I don't give a shit. My hair is very important to me. My brother went bald at 25. I've been looking at his bald-ass head for years. I wondered why he didn't get a hair transplant or just go ahead and shave his head, because my brother's got one of those rings around the back of his head, and then he had hair down past his shoulders. Fucker looked like Ben Franklin. Why would you want to look like Ben Franklin? Ben Franklin didn't get laid a lot, did he? I mean, historically, maybe he did back then, but I can't think of the girls today going, damn, I want me some Ben Franklin dick. That's what I want. I've been looking at that dude over there with the bald head and the hair past his shoulders. I think I want some historical cock tonight. Yeah, I really don't see that happening. So I gotta keep my look, my style. You know, people keep saying, you know, you look like Vince Neil. Yeah, well, that's when I had hair. Now that I start to thin, I've been wearing a bandana. People go, you look like Bret Michaels. I don't want to look like Bret Michaels because Bret Michaels looks like Bret Michaels. And nobody wants to be compared to somebody else. Now, Bret Michaels is not a bad-looking man, but I don't want to be compared to Bret Michaels. And I do not want to be compared to Vince Neil because he's chubby. He is a chubby Bret Michaels. They could put them next to each other. You'd be like, before, after. Before, he was single and looked like Bret Michaels. Now, he got married and turned into Vince Neil. Not that I'm married, but I am in a relationship with Miss Thang, my news girl, who is not here tonight. She actually is volunteering at the hospital, but she will be back. But what is it about relationships that make you get comfortable and put on weight? I still want to look good. I've been working out. I got my gym down here in the basement. I've been lifting some weights, and I think it's actually kind of bothered her. The other day she said, are you working out? I said, yeah. She goes, you're getting some definition. You're not going to leave me, are you? What? Just because I'm starting to look good? Is that what happens with people? They start to think, why are you looking good? Why are you exercising? Why are you trying to look better? Do you want somebody else? No, I just want to look good for you. I want to be healthy. I want to be able to have a hump marathon sometime. I want to be able to have sex without having a heart attack. That's the only reason I bought weights and working out. People should try to look good for their partner. That's the problem, with relationships. Everybody just gets comfortable and doesn't give a shit and just starts doing the, well, if they don't like me the way I am, they can kiss my ass. This is the way I am. I wear mom pants. I wear stretch. I got jama jeans. And he's like, well, I got my football jersey and my favorite boxer underwear. And if she don't want to have sex with me in this hot outfit, fuck her. I don't need her for sex. I got cable. Well, all right, boys and girls. It has become that time of the night where I really need to wrap this up. I hope you've had some fun tonight. I've had fun chatting with you. It's always fun to just kind of ramble and talk and see what comes out of my head and I can pull out of my butt. And tonight was a fun one. You guys have been great. Thanks for listening. Oh, you know, by the way, you can find me on Stitcher now. I don't know if you've where you're listening to this or how you listen to it. Stitcher.com. Check that out. It's a website and it's a mobile app. So now you could actually get this much easier on your mobile device. Go to Stitcher.com, get the app, and you can listen to Remasculate on Stitcher.com. You can get it on iTunes. And I appreciate you guys a lot. And if you can, please make a donation and help support the show. I just bought some new equipment. I got 2 wireless mics so I can have some guests. I'm going to start booking guests for the show. I've already got a couple lined up. So it's taking money out of my pocket to do this for you. And if you could just make a small donation, I would appreciate it. There's a button right there on my podbean.com site that you can make a donation, or you can go to PayPal and you can make a donation through PayPal to send it through the email at stevmcgrew, that's stevmcgrew@aol.com, and you can do a PayPal donation through that, and I appreciate it. You guys are great. Have a great life. Have a great night. Hug somebody you love. Tell somebody you love them. Don't go to bed without kissing your dog on the nose, because there is nothing better than a little kiss on a dog's nose. God bless America. And do me a favor. Listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and their underwear thing raising noose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you lay. Oh, won't you come with me and remask you lay?
Hey, you're listening to Steve Mudflap McGrew and Remasculate. I sure do miss that corn boy. Remasculate. Share it with your friends. If you don't, you're a total douche.
Yeah!